Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all the Motown Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Four Seasons, Marvin Gaye, Eddie Holland, the Isley Brothers, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, Gladstein, the Pips, and Martha of the Vandellas. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature Motown Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Stay like this because
without the one you love, life is not worthwhile. Without your love, my dear, I'm like a motherless child. So come and fill my empty arms and make my life worthwhile.
When I feel the love coming on, I stop and cry.
Tom Fallon.
Forever.
Fallon.
Bright lights, but I've learned in time they go dim. But your love and tender arms, I can always come home to them. And I'm gonna hold on, hold on to your unchanged. Of my bank account, darling, I'm tired of running around. So in your arms I'm gonna settle down. 'Cause if I don't have a dime, I know your love is mine. And I'm gonna hold on, hold on to your unchanged. Only to learn the only true happiness is being, honey, being loved by you. That's why I'm gonna hold on, hold on, hold on to your unchanged love. I'm gonna hold on, baby, to your unchanged love. I need you, baby, got to keep on holding on. I'm gonna hold on.
A Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, Your Changing Love, and then reached number 33 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1967, and Marvin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland in 1987. Before that, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with The Night. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990, and The Night reached number 7 in the UK in 1975. It was released in the United States in 1972. And we started with The Four Tops, and Without the One You Love, Life Is Not Worth Living. That reached number 43 from 1964, and The Four Tops were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located on the shore of Lake Erie in downtown Cleveland, and it recognizes and archives the history of the best-known and most influential artists, producers, engineers, and other notable figures who have had some major influence on the development of rock and roll. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation was established on April 20, 1983, by Atlantic Records founder and chairman Ahmet Ertegun. In 1986, Cleveland was chosen as the Hall of Fame's permanent home. Well, the search committee considered several cities, including Philadelphia, which was the home of Bill Haley and American Bandstand, Memphis, which was the home of Sun Records and Stack Records, Detroit, home of Motown Records, Cincinnati, home of King Records, and New York City, and finally Cleveland. Well, Cleveland lobbied for the museum, citing that WJY disc jockey Alan Freed both coined the term rock and roll and heavily promoted the new genre. Well, civic leaders in Cleveland pledged $65 million in public money to fund the construction, and that was the home chosen. Well, here is another Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Eddie Holland, and Just Ain't Enough Love right here on Motown Memories.
Just ain't enough love. She bid her last goodbye with tears in my eyes as she walked from my side. I sadly asked her why, and she said, ooh, just ain't enough love.
Just ain't enough love.
She said, ooh, just ain't enough love.
Just ain't enough love.
And I was too busy with that girl of mine. With this reply, she said, just ain't enough love. I gotta leave you because, just ain't enough love.
Just ain't enough love.
She said, that's what you told me.
Just ain't enough love.
She said,
ain't enough love.
I said, sweet thing, please don't leave.
Motown. Memories. With Tom Fallon.
Michael Jackson with Ben, and that was a number one smash hit in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1972. Michael was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001. Before that, the Isley Brothers with their big hit on the Motown record label, This Old Heart Is Weak For You, and they reached number 12 from 1966. And the Isley Brothers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. And we started with Eddie Harlan and Just Ain't Enough Love, that reached number 54 from 1964. And Eddie Harlan was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring all Motown Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5, and I want you back right here on Motown Memories.
Baby,
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
If I were your woman,
if you were my woman,
and you were my man, yeah, she tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I'm too afraid to show it. If I were your woman,
if you were my woman.
Martha with the Vandellas with I'm Ready for Love, and then reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966, and Martha and the Vandellas were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips were If I Were Your Woman, that reached number 9 from 1970, and Gladys and her Pips were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. And we started with the Jackson 5 and I Want You Back, number 1 from 1969, their first of 5 number 1s in a row, and the Jackson 5 were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. Bliss Half Hour featured all Motown artists who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Coming up after the break, more inductees, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.